With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The state Supreme Court has revived the case of a woman who says it's unfair for hospitals to charge different rates to treat insured and uninsured patients. Montana hospitals can negotiate agreements with state insurance companies that set discounts for the company's customers. A state law allows the practice. Jessica Gazelka says in her lawsuit, the result is that uninsured patients are charged more for the same medical care. She's asking a judge to rule the agreements violate the Montana Constitution's equal protection provisions. District Judge James Reynolds ruled for Helena's St. Peter's Hospital in May of last year after concluding that uninsured people are not a protected class. The Supreme Court reversed Reynolds yesterday, saying further proceedings are necessary to determine whether Gazelka's claims are valid. Montana ranks 46th among the 50 states for bicycle friendliness. That's according to a recent report from the League of American Bicyclists. The league looked at categories including dedicated state funding, an active state advocacy group, and a Share the Road campaign. Ryan Kettle is chair of the Non-Motorized Travel Advisory Council in Helena.
Yeah, I'm surprised we're that low, but I've always thought Montana was fairly progressive on issues such as this. Certainly, I think the cities are doing a good job of it.
This week, Kettle's group is organizing a bicycle and pedestrian traffic count in Helena to help track the city's bicyclists and walkers. The League of American Bicyclists says Montana is making progress, scoring 24 points out of 100 this year after only scoring 17 points last year. The league's report card calls for the state to adopt more bike-friendly laws and to allow larger passing lanes. The state's getting ready to spend about $500,000 annually to assemble a team to oversee management of sage grouse. The bird is a candidate for listing as a threatened or endangered species. The 5-member panel will distribute $10 million in grants over the next 2 years to preserve sage grouse populations and habitat. The legislature approved the stewardship project budget this past session without the support of Republican State Senator John Brendan of Scobie.
I didn't think we needed to be spending that extra money when we've got 600-700 people in fish, wildlife, and parks already that are being paid for by we taxpayers.
Some fear a federal endangered species listing could restrict agriculture and energy development. Montana is creating its own sage-grouse plans to prevent a federal listing. Senator Brendan accuses the feds of blackmailing states into submission.
I really resent the fact that people from New York City and San Francisco and Missoula are telling me how the hell we should run our property.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will decide by September whether the sage grouse requires federal protections. The Governor's Conference on Aging wraps up tomorrow with an emphasis on Alzheimer's disease and the effect it's having on society. Steve Jess reports.
Dozens of healthcare providers and caregivers from across the state are meeting in Helena to discuss a wide range of topics related to older Americans, but roughly half the sessions at the conference deal in some way with the same subject, Alzheimer's disease. As baby boomers grow older, the number of people diagnosed with Alzheimer's is growing rapidly. And as Billings nurse Betty Millette says, the public health challenge this creates is even greater in a rural, sparsely populated state like Montana.
What we need to do is be able to provide quality care wherever the person is at. You know, the same kind of care that they would get in an urban setting.
The conference concludes Thursday afternoon with a keynote address by Billings geriatrician Patricia Kuhn, who will explore ways of creating dementia-friendly communities in Montana. I'm Steve Jess.
A fire official says a large landfill fire north of Kalispell started when the operator of a front-end loader was moving appliances in a 900-ton pile and hit something that sparked. The Daily Interlake reports Assistant Fire Chief Russ Sappington with West Valley Fire and Rescue said the operator saw the spark turn into a flame and tried unsuccessfully to scoop it out. Flathead County Solid Waste Landfill's operations manager Jim Chilton said an on-site water tanker wasn't enough to put out the blaze. Eventually, 7 fire departments responded and put out the fire before 9 p.m. No injuries were reported. Medical professionals from across the state are putting together a plan for dealing with Alzheimer's disease, Steve Jess reports.
In Montana, as in the nation as a whole, the number of people with Alzheimer's disease continues to grow, while the number of family care doctors continues to shrink as medical students opt for specialty fields instead of general practice. That's just one of the factors that Billings research nurse Betty Millette faces, along with 130 other people, who are drafting a state plan to respond to Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia among the state's aging population.
It will give us a roadmap of where we need to go, what steps we need to take to help people that have Alzheimer's and the families that are taking care of them.
Millette discussed the prospective plan at the Governor's Conference on Aging underway this week in Helena. Montana is one of the few states without a plan in place for addressing Alzheimer's, dealing with everything from patient rights to training first responders to deal with dementia patients. While the plan won't directly address ways of attracting more family doctors to Montana, she says that is one of their concerns.
We just don't have the family physicians and general internal medicine people coming out of the medical programs, and those are the folks that are going to be taking care of the older citizens.
The working group, composed of people from 50 different hospitals, clinics, and advocacy groups, hopes to have the Montana State Alzheimer's Plan completed by the end of this year. I'm Steve Jess.
I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.